This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Your
The Nazis had an evil culture. The Aztecs had a corrupt evil culture. Every group goes through these cycles. But coming up in the next segment, I'm going to introduce Paul Watson, but we brought masses of gypsies who they sell as the most rock star thing there is, whether it's Irish pikeys or whether it's Romanovs out of Eastern Europe, which are originally out of the Middle East. The culture is rob you, steal, take advantage of you. There are some gypsy sects that are quasi-reformed and don't do that. But I grew up in Dallas, Texas, and I saw gypsies rob and steal from people. I've been to Europe, and they walk over and steal your wallet. They'll kidnap your kids, and I got a report coming up where they're stealing and robbing and crapping on the streets, and the left is hailing it as like sacraments of God. You didn't know that a gypsy craps on your front doorstep. De Beers will buy that for $1 million. No, actually, they don't. But that's what's going on here, folks. So that's all coming up. We love our gypsies. We love our Somalis. All I'm saying is they're not assimilating. There are certain cultures that are like gangs that don't assimilate. And in response to that, you get the other response, the Nazis, another gang. I want our Christian society. I don't want this. But the globalists know what they're doing. They want us all in our grips, folks. Excuse me, my lungs. I shouldn't eat a jalapeno during the break. Excuse me. We love James in Texas. All right, that's really stuck in my head. I'm going to stop doing it. James in Texas, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I guess the biggest question I have is why do we keep playing this rigged game? Like, well, let's go back to the Federal Reserve and how they're raising the rates. Why do we keep playing this when we know it's rigged?
Yeah, Trump needs to fire Yellen, but Yellen's got a 10-year term, so they claim it's separate, so Congress would have to repeal the Federal Reserve Act. I agree. What on earth is the Federal Reserve doing countermanding our president's policies?
I mean, we need to go back to a real gold standard, and we need to go back to a U.S. currency, not a Federal Reserve.
I love Janet Yellen. I love the Chobani owner on the same board, having more power than our president. I love the Muslims raising our interest rates. Sorry.
No, totally agree. Understand, and I just think it's time for us, you know, Christian citizens of the United States to take back, you know, what's ours.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching into war with the cross of Jesus. People make fun of that, but, I mean, if you don't have that, what else you got? I don't mean Bible thumpers, you know, that are probably, you know, engaged in oral sex at the local bathroom. I'm talking about real Christians standing up against the New World Order, not a bunch of Pharisees trying to tell folks how great they are, but people really want to fight the spirit of this world. You get what I'm saying, James?
I do. Appreciate you, Alex. Thank you.
Well done, Lord Vader. All right, Jason in Washington. Go ahead.
Hey. Hello. I have something written for you because I know I don't have much time. So first, before my main reason for my call, I'd like to ask, if you're building another studio, I'd like to be hired for any position that you may need because this, what you stand for, is exactly what I stand for, and it's my calling in life. I've emailed you multiple times. Maybe I could share my email with your crew so we could search your
folks, your video editors, journalists, especially have a background we can check. We're trying to hire some more folks. So, again, email us, jobs at Infowars.com. We're looking for female reporters particularly because that's always great to have that perspective in view. We're looking for more video editors, more researchers, more writers. We don't have a huge budget, but we pay more than other folks. Most people pay zero nowadays. So jobs at Infowars.com, my friend.
I just need a living. I don't care how much I get paid. As long as I can.
Well, what I want to do is take the globalist on. The problem is little stuff like hiring people takes time. Or Paul is supposed to announce tomorrow the winner of the meme contest. We got like 10,000 memes last time I checked. So it was so successful, it bogged us all down. That's why I can't do more of these contests. I need to create a whole contest department because the contests are so successful, but then it bogs us down. Jason, we love you. We love Jason from Washington. He'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson. Stay with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
The last few days, I've talked to former and current Fox executives. It's no secret that Roger Ailes is reaching out to us before he died. I know about some of the new Fox networks they're trying to launch with big money that would take over some of the big cable stations that are out there that kind of air old movies and stuff like that and put it onto a new Fox network that would have Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, you name it, Dana Loesch and others on it. And I was talking to some of these folks, and they were just bringing up the fact that when Trump won, there were people crying at Fox News. More than half the people are hardcore globalist liberals. It's New York. And it's peer pressure. It's a cult. And if you look at how controlled Fox News is, this is Fox News. Look at this headline. Immigrants defecated in the streets, behead chickens, angry Pennsylvania residents say. And it won't even tell people that it's gypsies. That's their name. Or the, I said Romanov, that's the Russian royal dynasty. It's the Roman people, as they call themselves. But they're not from Italy. The Roma. They've done the genetic testing. It's from like northern India and some from the Middle East. But it's a vagabond migrant group that for thousands of years that have gone around Europe. And the culture is rob, steal, never assimilate, deform your children at birth, handicap them so they can beg, kidnap children. I mean, that's the gypsy culture.
They have the Disney movies and Quasimodo and the Hunchback of Notre Dame and how beautiful and how wonderful it is. Not even Fox News will tell you in the article they're gypsies. It just says they are a persecuted minority group from Romania, from Bucharest, who have been brought here by the federal government. And it's got, this is a whitewash, how great they are. Oh, they're crapping in the streets, they're robbing people, they're stealing, they're whatever. We're going to play this clip in a morning. But at least Tucker Carlson said gypsies coming to America. The Romanian refugees moved to the area through a federal program that finds temporary housing for immigrants, according to Post-Gazette. The Romanians fled their homes in Bucharest area, where they face persecution as a minority group. Yeah, since they came there 1,000 years ago. More than 150 people attended the, you know, your kid gets kidnapped out of your backyard. They had big kidnappings all over Europe. They found them with the gypsies, and even liberal groups say, just let them have your kid now. It's part of their, I'm sure that was in Italy. They actually find them with kids and let them keep them. Oh, they've had your daughter for 3 years. Just let them keep them. And let the Muslims rape your wife, too. It's okay. They only get probation because it's liberal. More than 150 people attended California Borough's council municipal meeting Thursday night, and several residents complained about the immigrants. And then it goes on to break it down. Paul Watson joins us to talk about this and more. You've got a guy that was a national spokesman for the invaders that took over Syria. They call him a Syrian refugee. He's really an Islamist invader who slit his employer's throat after he was a model hairdresser, a model of integration, they called him. And just every day, and we've got the Somali cop shooting an unarmed woman, and then the Washington Post says, oh, he's a poor victim. He's a Somali. It's like he got hurt. And then the leftists are celebrating her death, saying, on here, Paul Watson, as you take over the transmission.
Well, good to be back, Alex. Basically, we're importing a culture that's absolutely horrific, and the media won't tell us the truth about it. Similar case in London, Alex. We've got these acid attacks almost every weekend now. In fact, sometimes every day.
I thought you had five attacks this weekend. What's wrong with throwing acid on women's faces? It's liberal.
It's progressive. But, Alex, the vast majority of these acid attacks are taking place in, well, not the clear majority at least, are taking place in Newham and Tower Hamlets, two boroughs of London that, surprise, surprise, are Muslim ghettos. They admit that in the articles, but then when it actually comes to naming the individuals responsible for the attacks, they refused to name the individuals. They named one individual yesterday, called him a 19-year-old boy. Now, Alex, in the United Kingdom, you're legally an adult when you hit 18.
Sure, but when they rape women all over Europe, even if they're 25, they're called a boy.
Yeah. It's impossible to be a 19-year-old boy in the United Kingdom. Legally, that's a man. Of course, he's called Ahmed, Mohammed, something, something.
Sure.
The majority of these incidents are in Islamic ghettos.
I will throw acid on your face, bitch, for showing it. Now you are ugly. I am beautiful. Durka, Durka, Mohammed, Jihad.
I mean, bear in mind that this comes from the same culture that literally allows old men to rape young boys, and that's part of their culture.
And that's why they like Hastert. That's why Hastert gets 13 months, and for robbery, OJ gets 9 years.
So we've got acid attacks almost every day. Last night there was another one. They flagged down an ambulance, I think it was, an emergency worker, pretending that they were in distress just so they could throw acid in her face. There's not even a criminal motive in some of these cases. They're not even, like, stealing anything. It's just part of their fun to just disfigure people for life. That's progressive. That's liberal. We should embrace that. Get down on our knees and say, Allah Akbar. And meanwhile, Alex, obviously in Saudi Arabia, you probably covered this earlier, they hunted down and arrested a young woman for, God forbid, wearing a skirt as she visited a national monument in Saudi Arabia. Because foreigners are allowed to do that if they visit, actual Saudi citizens aren't. Where are the feminists today, Alex? Where are they? Completely frigging silent. They're more bothered about advertising. In the
news
United
won't
Kingdom.
Even show the thousands of videos of them blocking roads, robbing people all over Europe. They've declared civil emergency for years on French roads. Your family had to evacuate France. There's just Muslims running around, foaming at the mouth. They've taken over the tunnel. They're flooding everywhere, just climbing over. And hell, we don't even show it. It's just like we're just accepting it.
You've literally got the Advertising Standards Agency banning advertisements that push gender stereotypes, which is basically, you know, women being attractive. I mean, you had Reebok come out and lecture people, don't compliment women on their appearance. Oh, that's a surefire way to end up as a lonely loser, isn't it, Alex? I get absolutely crucified by my girlfriend if I don't compliment her on her appearance. Women love that. So again, it's all about imposing this Sharia style. They had the body, the beach body poster, remember that, a couple of years ago, and Sadiq Khan banned it. So it's this slow Sharia creep where it's being imposed culturally that you can't compliment women. And then also, while women are actually being oppressed, nobody's calling that out. Nobody gives a damn about the woman in Saudi Arabia. Feminists don't. They're still upset about, you know, body positivity and telling people that obesity is unhealthy. It's absolutely insane. And these acid attacks in London, right outside my door, there was a machete attack a couple of months ago. This is every single day now. Crime's going through the roof. We've had numerous terror attacks. We've got these acid attacks. And what is Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, concerned about? He's concerned about Donald Trump being insulting to Muslims, so he's not going to welcome him when he comes to the United Kingdom.
It's incredible.
Sadiq Khan insults Londoners on a daily basis with his sheer and utter incompetence. People getting acid attacked. We've got terror attacks every other week. And he's worried about Donald Trump being mean to Muslims on Twitter. That's the situation. It's absolutely abhorrent, and it seems to be getting worse every day. Alex, I'm going to have to move out of London soon. I mean, I'm going to have to move to some boring area of the country where nothing happens, because that's the only place you can get away from some of the consequences that have been foisted on us by this multiculturalism.
And there are the Somalis in France, literal Somalis. This looks like Day of the Dead here, zombieing around, blocking trucks, and then robbing it and robbing the cargo. There's even footage of them, like, tearing open trucks from zoos that have, like, you know, polar bears in the back and crazy stuff. I mean, it's like Road Warrior, and they are literally just trying to cover all this up, Paul. What do you think the master plan is? Because the big news is the EU has announced that they're going to stop fleets. They're going to stop EU member nations' ships from taking Muslims back to Africa, and that they're basically going to use the EU military to help Soros bring in more millions, 10 million now, they say, brought into Europe. I thought it was 5 million. It's 10 million that they just announced. What are they planning? What is the master plan here by the EU?
The master plan, and some of them admit it, is the complete collapse of Western civilization, and it's already happened. They get up in front of Parliament and brag about how Germans are going to be a minority in their own cities within 20 years. That's already the case in Frankfurt, Germany, big city.
But it's not like they're bringing in Argentinians or Chinese or something that historically don't have high crime rates and want to work and assimilate. They're bringing in North Africans. They're bringing in East Africa that's been a hellhole forever. They're with radical Muslim culture. They're bringing in the people that invaded Syria. They're bringing in 80% military-age men. They're bringing them in and letting them do whatever they want and worshiping gypsies. And MTV worships gypsies as if they're God. Tell folks about what gypsies are like in Europe.
Well, there are huge crime problems with gypsies. I mean, Italy's been suffering for that for decades. And there was another case in Vienna, by the way, you mentioned Somalis. A woman, a middle-aged woman walking her dog, was attacked, scratched, bit by a Somali migrant because she actually dared, Alex, to walk her dog in the park. Dogs are unclean. That's what this attacker said. She was viciously attacked by an 18-year-old Somali. Again, it's probably like a 35-year-old, but they all lie about their age. But again, the most basic, fundamental, pleasurable leisure pursuit, walking a dog in a European country, now you're even at risk if you do that because of this culture that we've imported. And it's just getting worse every single day. I'm going to go on to talk about it.
I mean, let's just say it. It looks like something out of a zombie movie. There's hundreds of these videos of them just grabbing trucks, grabbing families, dragging them out. There's raw footage of raping women. I mean, I sat there one night and watched tapes, and I had to turn it off because I only watched like three of them. There's like 30-minute, hour-long rape videos at concerts with like 15 men lined up, two men holding each arm and each leg, raping women, and the police do nothing. and you're watching them rape women, and it's like it's an anti-racism event. So the Muslims go to those to rape the dingbat women, who then make excuses for it, and it's been in the German news and the Stockholm news. They will say, "I said a German raped me," or "I said a." You know, "I said a Swede raped me because I didn't want to be racist." They then say that a white man raped them. They don't just get raped by the precious Muslims. They then say that a German or a Swede did it, Paul.
No, there was a case on, I think it was a train in Germany, where a woman got raped by an Iraqi migrant, and she refused to report it to police because she said, "Oh, he's had a difficult life getting over here from Iraq, so maybe I should just be nice to him." Alex, every woman I talk to says that Europe has completely changed from France to Germany, whatever major city you want to talk about. The harassment is there. The bottom line is liberals and leftists are going to get raped. They're the ones who are going to get harassed because they think everything's hunky-dory and that these people are going to tolerate it.
Yeah, imagine these women in Sweden go to events where it's, you know, half Muslim men. And then the rest, a bunch of drugged out Swede men, and they get raped. What do you think's going to happen? Every time they have them, there's mass rapes. These people are laughing at us.
Now, the more hardcore ones think that they have the right to our spoils, our Western spoils, and that includes women. So you're going to get in Europe, and it's already happening. If you're not covered up, like the girl in Saudi Arabia that was hunted down and arrested for wearing a skirt.
Yeah, that's why they wear hoods, folks, because you're fair game to be raped. If you don't, and if you fight back, they're going to pour acid on your face. Or if you try to have a job or drive a car or walk a dog, they're going to show you women don't walk dogs, men don't walk dogs, and women don't work, and women don't drive cars. And Linda Sarsour said, you're going to like it.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. And at least it's having some impact financially, Alex, because we had the article up today. The tourist industry in America was saying, oh, Trump's going to be disastrous for tourism. This is going to be horrible. 6 months into his presidency, 6-7 months, tourism in the United States is up 5-6%. Hotel rooms are fuller. Guess where it's collapsing, Alex? It's collapsing in France, Germany, in London, in Brussels, in all these cities. When they ask the tourists why they're not going there, when they ask why hotel rooms in Paris have halved since 2015, occupancy, they say migrants and terrorism. So it's hitting these
countries. And Paul, let's expand on that. Your family had to leave France. You know, they got rid of the steel industry that your parents were involved in. They sold everything they had, moved to France. Bed and breakfast had to leave there, went to another country now. This is real. This is happening. I'm going to get out of here and let you take over. You're always doing a great job. It's just so incredible that they have 80% of their tourism in France down in the last decade. As you said, most of that just since 2 years ago. It's accelerating. I was in Italy, in Rome. It looked like there was just feces all over the ground. North Africans everywhere, every tree, there's not a lot of trees in Rome, had like 20 people under it, just camping out, laying around. There was robberies everywhere. The police looked totally freaked out. There were gypsies everywhere trying to steal our bags. We had Romans running up trying to protect us, saying, watch out, a gypsy's behind you. This happened like 10 times where I'd be sitting there with my wife. Not my ex-wife, my wife. I've been married for years, folks. You know, running up, you know, grabbing all this other stuff. And it was just like insane asylum to witness all of this happening. And then you ask, what are the globalists doing? Like you did a video last week. George Clooney said Europe's too dangerous and has just sold all his mansions and is leaving when he's the one pushing for total open borders. Paul Watson, take over that in a moment. But first, I didn't even really plug last hour, but a 30-second plug. I should be plugging every segment because we need financing to fund this operation. Caveman, our amazing paleo diet with the concentrated bone broth, the strongest concentrate out there with turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the bee pollen, all organic, wildcrafted, super high quality, 20% off. It is back in stock. Your purchase funds the operation. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We have 25 to 40% off on many of the nutraceuticals, free shipping this month, but I had to stop having brain forts at 30% off because it's about to sell out. It's back to regular price. Super Male the next 2 days is going back to full price. Survival Shield X2 and others because we're about to run out of it. Secret 12 is back in stock, 25% off. DNA Force back in stock, 20% off. InfoWarsStore.com, thank you all for your support. But we're going to have new specials next week. Because I promise to keep these going to the end of the month, except I have to stop a lot of these So if you want X2, if you want super male, super female, get them today. InfoWarsStore.com. MycoZX is discounted with Biome Defense. That's going to have to stop. That's back in stock because we're running low on the Biome Defense. Take advantage today. Support the broadcast. A total win-win. We have the total dental plan with the 10-to-1 concentrated organic mouthwash. We also have the Coil Silver electric toothbrushes now that are amazing, $19.95, even bigger discount. You get it with the toothpaste that's fluoride-free and the mouthwash. We have that total dental care combo oral care package, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support. But the Advanced Oral Care Pack doesn't have any reviews yet, but each product does. Because it's just a new special we're running. You're not going to get a better deal out there. The toothbrush alone should be priced for what this deal is. And again, our toothpaste is made by the folks that make Tom's in Maine, the biggest organic producer in the country. And we have the colloidal silver and iodine added at their factory, ladies and gentlemen. So it's amazing. It's back in stock. InfoWarsLife.com. And don't forget, we have the Conservatism is the New Counterculture Paul Watson shirt and the new Conservatism is the New Counterculture Paul Watson coffee cup. And we're using funding from that to try to get Paul some additional help in London with our London Stand Bureau. But again, back to Paul Joseph Watson, always doing a great job. Please take over.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, I'll continue with what we were talking about regarding the migrant crisis, because there was a big story out of RT today about what's happening in Germany, which of course took in 2 million migrants since 2015 at least. Merkel said she would reverse that policy. Now it seems as though she's going ahead with it full steam anyway. This is out of RT. Sexual assaults and shocking violence involving migrants near German town fair. Now, this was 1,000 migrants attacking quite, not a massive city. This is quite a, you know, medium-sized town in Germany. 1,000 migrants throwing bottles at the police, throwing bottles at festival goers, raping, assaulting women. Imagine having that visited on your little town fair out of nowhere. Absolutely horrendous. A German town summer fair turned violent over the weekend with multiple sexual assaults reported. A group of youths also attacked visitors and officers, with police stating that many of the offenders were, imagine my shock, migrants. And they were desperate, the police. They were calling for backup from all the surrounding towns. They had to call in riot police. The violence occurred while residents of Schorndorf in the southern German state of Baden-Württemberg celebrated the town's week-long fair. However, while many were enjoying carnival rides and German beer, we can't have that, on Friday, the first day of the fair, at least 3 sexual assaults occurred in the town, resulting in the detention of an Iraqi suspect. So they only caught one guy as a result of this. Police reported 3 incidents of sexual harassment of women and men at a marketplace. In one case, an Iraqi suspect has been deterred. A police statement said a 17-year-old girl was the victim of a separate sexual assault after 3 men held her and grabbed her buttocks outside the town's main rail station, which, of course, is where they always seem to congregate. Meanwhile, around 1,000 youths and young men gathered at the grounds of Schorndorf Castle on Saturday, throwing bottles at festival goers and police. The violence faced by police was shocking, a police spokesperson said, as quoted by German media. Imagine you're in this medium town, medium-sized town. You're going to a festival. You're going to a town fair next to a castle. You think you're going to have fun. You're going to have a good time. It's going to be a community occasion. You're going to talk to your neighbors and friends. You're going to have a laugh. 1,000 frigging criminals show up and start pelting you with bottles. That's the cultural enrichment that Germans are experiencing right now. And this is just one story out of many. I talked to you before about what was happening in Vienna, Austria, where a middle-aged woman was walking her dog and had to be hospitalized following a brutal beating in broad daylight by a veiled Somali asylum seeker offended by her pet dogs. And we've seen this in London and other cities where people try to get taxis and they try to take, you know, small dogs in the taxis. Would normally be no problem whatsoever. Over the past 5-6 years, it's suddenly become a problem. Oh, I wonder why that is. Well, it's because Uber is basically a Pakistani monopoly in London. They don't like dogs. They're offended by dogs. You're not going to even walk your dog anymore. You'll be attacked, and rightly so, because they have the moral high ground, don't they? Absolutely despicable. The victim, named only as Ingrid T, described how she was talking with neighbours at the gate of her garden, accompanied by dogs. a deaf, almost blind, three-legged collie
mix. We're on the march.
Sitting
the
peacefully
Empire's
alongside
on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff cost us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back on the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. We're going to get back into the news shortly, but I want to tell you about the 30 to 40% off discount, huge discount on InfoWars Select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time only. Shelf life of 25 years with all the instability that's taking place in the world right now. Why wouldn't you have this backup insurance policy? I wish I could get my hands on this, given how inflated storable food prices are over here in Europe. Excellent value. I mean, if you don't need it, you can just eat it anyway after 25 years, so you're not even going to lose money on this. It's an insurance policy. There's a reason that FEMA reports predict up to a 395% increase in food prices that could trigger mass unrest. By taking advantage of this, you lock in the savings now. Government has vast food reserves. Nobody calls government tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists, do they? Nobody calls FEMA that. Oh, but God forbid you should have some storable food in your garage that lasts for 25 years. You're a kook. Well, no, it's an insurance policy. It makes complete sense. And it's available right now for 30 to 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Shelf life of 25 years. We've also got free shipping store-wide on the entire catalog at InfoWarsStore.com right now, on all supplements, water filters, gear, seeds, DVDs, books. Everything in the store is free shipping. Take advantage of that today. We're under constant attack from the mainstream media, from the deep state. We're beholden only to you. We're supported by you. We're not beholden to Gulf State dictatorships like CNN or big fat checks from George Soros, like Media Matters. We rely on you, which is why we're able to maintain a complete independence. We're not controlled by anyone. We're not controlled by the Kremlin, by the way. That silly little investigation died a death pretty quickly, didn't it? Support us today by getting the products, free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Talking about the migrant situation in Europe before the break, which continues to escalate, especially in terms of Italy, where they're being completely deluged. George Clooney's getting the hell out of there after he advocated the very policies that caused the crisis in the first place. Now we learn tourism up under Trump collapses in Europe following terror and migrant invasion. Now, they were really pessimistic, all the tourism industry reps, when Trump was elected president. They were saying this was doomsday for the tourist industry. It would lead to massive declines. Turns out the exact opposite has happened. Tourism is up in the United States. Wall Street Journal reports latest numbers from the U.S. Travel Association's Travel Trends Index showed 6.6% growth in international travel to the U.S. in April, 5% growth in May compared with the same months last year. Hotel occupancy in the United States for the first 6 months of 2017 is also, quote, higher than it has ever been before. Higher than it has ever been before, according to Jan Freitag, senior vice president with STR. You look at visits to museums in New York. They're up on the same period last year. You look at the theme park gateway, Florida in Orlando International Airport. They're also reporting growth in domestic and international passengers. So everything is hunky-dory right now with the U.S. tourism industry. Not so much the case in Europe, where we've had a wave of terror attacks, we've had mass migration, and it's had an impact. Now, you know, leftists in Europe might not like to talk about it. They might like to virtue signal all day while they're literally walking past open-air migrant camps on the streets of Paris with detritus and litter everywhere, crime rampant. But if you look at international visitors to Europe, that's collapsing as well. Germany, of course, normally seen as quite a safe place to visit, since they imported 2 million migrants, they've experienced declines of up to 40% of tourists visiting from countries such as Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan. 10% drop in visitors to Germany from the United States, so they're experiencing it. You look at Brussels. Of course, we had the airport, the subway attack in Brussels at the start of 2016. Numerous terror plots linked to the city's infamous Molenbeek Islamic ghetto. Tourism in Brussels is collapsing. Weekend hotel revenue has dropped 22% and occupancy rates are down 10%. You look at London, which before the past, 3 months was seen as a safer destination than some of the other European capitals, even before the terrorist attacks in Manchester and the London Bridge attack. Visitor numbers to the English capital's most popular hotspots were dropping. 1 million fewer people visited the British Museum, the Natural History Museum, and the Victoria and Albert Museum in 2016 compared to the previous year. And according to Bernard Donoghue, director of ALVA, tourists are avoiding central London due to security fears. This was before the Manchester attack. This was before the Westminster attack. This was before the attack in London Bridge. This was before the spate of acid attacks that I talked about earlier. This was before the stabbings, which are through the roof. Reports of stabbings, people dying nearly every single day now in London. Even before all that, tourism was already collapsing. The owner of Alton Towers and Madame Tussauds said the most recent terror attacks in the UK have resulted in a further deterioration in domestic demand. So it's only going lower. Nice, of course, the truck attack back in July 2016. After that, and in fact before it as well, foreign tourists began shunning France in even greater numbers, with hotel occupancy rates in Paris halved compared to 2015, literally cut in half. 1.5 million fewer French and international tourists visited Paris in 2016 compared to 2015. Of course, we had a number of other terror attacks in Paris so far this year, too. You look at Italy. Visitors to Rome are dropping. They're citing terror fears. You look at Sweden. They've got a government program in Sweden of turning holiday resorts into migrant centers, into migrant camps. Now there's no room for people who want to vacation there, like you ever would. But still, there's no room because they've turned all the hotels over to migrant camps. So you look at every single major European country that has accepted large numbers of migrants, tourism is on its knees. In America, it's doing very well. Thank you very much. Even though they said it was a doomsday scenario with Trump getting in, that he would cause tourism to collapse somehow. Like, tourists wouldn't want to visit because they would be, you know, sanctifying his presidency or whatever. Actually, turns out that America is rising in terms of tourism. Europe is collapsing because of the insane, disastrous policies of our leaders, which are now quite visible, quite evident on the streets of Europe if you visit any major capital city. And in fact, many smaller and medium-sized towns, as I talked about earlier, with even dog walkers in Vienna being attacked because dogs are unclean and, you know, that's not part of their culture. We have to adapt to their culture. They don't have to adapt to ours. Meanwhile, in the United Kingdom, gender stereotypes in adverts to be banned. We can't show women as being attractive. That's haram. We can't allow that. That's offensive. Might offend some people. Might offend Muslims. Might offend feminists. Adverts reinforcing gender stereotypes are set to be banned because they can restrict choices, aspirations, and opportunities. In the latest 1984 style development in British society, adverts portraying women having sole responsibility for the housework look set to be axed by the Advertising Standards Authority. What are they going to do for all the adverts that include cleaning products? You know, detergents, dishwashers, washing machines, mops. What are they going to do? They're going to have a man in every single advert just to comply with this ridiculous standard. Oh, are they going to stop men from being portrayed as dumb oafs in adverts as they are on a routine basis, not to mention sitcoms? No, they're not going to stop that. That's not going to come under this. They probably had like a handful of complaints, probably in a Reebok ad. You know, ironically enough, given that Reebok is lecturing everyone about don't give compliments to women. Meanwhile, they literally almost every single advert is a woman's butt on prominent display. But because a few people got offended, now they can't show women as being solely responsible for household duties. Even though, back here in reality, what, 90-95% of people watching those adverts, you know, with the products that will appeal to them, they're going to be women. You can't just change the nature of reality because some people got offended. I mean, my God. So they're going to have gender equality in adverts for cleaners, you know, for dishwasher tablets, for laundry powder. They're going to have men in every single advert because of this ridiculous 1984 style ruling. And of course, it goes back to a couple of years ago when Sadiq Khan basically banned the Protein World Beachbody ad because that might cause offense. It was an ad that simply showed an attractive, toned woman encouraging other women to be healthy, to have healthy bodies. No, we can't have that. That was banned. Now it's led to this. Absolutely incredible. This is a form of creeping Sharia law. Again, it's feminists aligning with Islamists being offended by something because in the case of feminists, most of them are social failures, completely out of shape. They literally get triggered by attractive, thin women. Now we have Reebok saying that you can't compliment women. Yeah, good luck with that. Saudi Arabian miniskirt-wearing model collude arrested by police in Riyadh. Again, this was yesterday. They were on the hunt for her after she posted some videos on her Snapchat walking through a national monument in Saudi Arabia with a T-shirt and a miniskirt. It wasn't even a miniskirt. It was just a normal skirt, God forbid. Oh, and there was a debate. This is how the mainstream media, even in the West, covered it. There's a debate is it correct for them to go and arrest her? You know, she is breaking the law. Absolutely insane narrative. Absolutely insane. Kind of like the Otto Warmbier narrative in North Korea, where he was literally, you know, held in a solitary confinement, tortured for, what was it, over a year, came back, died as a result of being in a coma. Absolutely horrific case. Oh, but what did the mainstream media say? He did steal a poster. The same narrative here. Oh, she did break the law. The law's friggin' stupid. Has no place in the 21st century. There's no debate over this. Saudi Arabia is a cancer upon the planet. That's the debate. That's where it starts. That's where it ends. Don't arrest people for wearing skirts and T-shirts. That's dictatorial. That's authoritarian. Has no place in modern society. That's reprehensible. Oh, and all the feminists are out castigating the Saudi authorities, aren't they? No, none of them are. They're completely frigging silent. Now this woman's being arrested. God knows what will happen to her. The video first shared on Snapchat shows her walking around in an empty historic fort, a village north of the capital, in the capital of Saudi Arabia, in the desert region of Najd, where many of Saudi Arabia's most conservative tribes and families are from. So this was an outrage. How dare she? She was hunted down with the aid of social media, with the aid of the Islamists. Now she's been arrested, and the media was all, oh, there's a debate over this. Is it right? Is it wrong? Of course it's friggin' wrong. Absolutely insane that they would even raise that as a narrative. Talked about this earlier. This is out of Sky News. Noxious substance thrown at paramedic after men flag her down on 999 call. There wasn't even a... If they were stealing things, at least you could see it from that perspective. There wasn't even a criminal motive here. They're throwing acid in people's faces for fun. This is cultural enrichment. A paramedic who had a noxious substance thrown in her face as she rushed to a 999 call has called her masked attackers cowards. And yes, in some cases, this is criminals doing this. I'll just insert that. Not all Muslims, proviso for all you butthurt leftists that demand it every time we talk about anything like this. But again, you look at the cases. The vast majority, the clear majority of cases of acid attacks in London are in Newham and Tower Hamlets. What do Newham and Tower Hamlets have in common? Oh yeah, they're Islamic ghettos. Largest population of Muslims out of the entirety of London live in those two boroughs. There's also a huge spike in acid attacks in a place called Barking, where the Muslim population has trebled in the last 10 years. Just a coincidence. The 32-year-old paramedic was alone and on her way to help a man with chest pains when she was flagged down in North London at 1:30 a.m. on Sunday. She was stopped by three men who appeared to be in distress, so they faked some kind of emergency just to get her attention. When she stopped and wound down her window, they pulled bandanas over their faces. She says, it was horrible. I didn't know what was going to happen to me. It all happened very quickly. One of them threw liquid out of a plastic bottle at me. The window was only open a few inches, but the liquid went on my face, neck and chest. Now, because when they say acid attacks, it conjures up some idea that they've cooked up some, difficult to make corrosive substance in a lab. No, this is bleach. They're just buying cleaning products from the shop and squirting them in people's faces for fun. This is what's happening. So you can't just ban bleach. That's not the way to solve it. Again, you hear all these ridiculous ideas for solutions. Oh, Sadiq Khan, the Muslim mayor of London, came out and said, we're going to have a zero tolerance approach to acid attacks. Great. So you were tolerating them before. Oh, great. Fantastic. Now you're finally having zero tolerance. Meaningless. Completely meaningless. You're not going to stop this by banning people from buying bleach. People are always going to be able to get frigging cleaning products. This is about the culture we're importing. This is about the individuals who are being ghettoized, who aren't being integrated into society. This is about the policies our leaders have imposed on us with mass uncontrolled immigration. That's what it's about. And yes, some of it is just criminals, but a great percentage of it is Muslims in these Islamic ghettos, part of their culture. You've seen the pictures, disfigured women out of the Middle East. You know, if they're accused of having affairs, if they're accused of looking at a man twice, God forbid, they get acid attacked. If not honor killed. And now we're seeing it basically, there's a case, several cases now, every single week in London. Oh, but now we're going to have zero tolerance for it. Oh, great. Thank you very much. Of course, Alex covered this earlier. Washington Post worries about Islamophobia after Somali cop kills white woman. So again, no explanation for this shooting. She was basically talking to the Somali cop's colleague who was sat in a squad car. The woman, a 40-year-old Australian yoga teacher, was in her pajamas. She had reported a crime in an upscale Minneapolis neighborhood. The cops arrived. She was talking to them through the squad car window. According to the report, the Somali cop, who has been under investigation for prior abuse, leaned over from the passenger side, shot her multiple times. Absolutely horrific case. No real explanation as to what happened, as to what caused this. And what's the debate amongst the mainstream media? Is it, should this cop be immediately suspended while investigate this? What the hell is going on here? No, it's some people on right-wing blogs are being mean to Muslims on Twitter. That's literally the narrative they've come out with yet again. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show live in the final segment after the break. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now,
no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live, final segment of the show. Before I get back into the news, I want to tell you about the July Summer Mega Specials, which have been extended. Infowarsstore.com has free shipping store-wide on BrainForce Plus, 30% off. That is huge. You can still take advantage of that discount at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, and all the other great products. DNA Force is also back at 20% off while stocks last, as is Secret 12. Get the product, support us, take advantage of that continued summer special at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, free store-wide shipping on every single product. That is a great discount and a great offer. Please support us today. Final few news stories here. I was talking about the events in Minneapolis, the woman shot by the Somali cop. Again, he was the poster child for multiculturalism and integration, even though he's under investigation for several other incidents. Looked like he may have shot a woman, an innocent woman, in cold blood. The main concern of the Washington Post is people saying mean things about Muslims on Twitter. But even further than that, they literally say, people criticizing Islam. We can't have that, can we? In fact, I'll read you straight from the Washington Post. This is how the Washington Post reported to a 40-year-old woman being gunned down in cold blood. This is what they think is the primary concern. Already, hateful posts criticizing Islam and Sharia law are filling social media in response to the police shooting. Several far-right blogs featured sensational headlines that blame the officer's ethnicity for the deadly use of force. So they're more concerned about people on Twitter, quote, criticizing Islam and Sharia law. That's literally a quote direct from the article. That's more important than a woman being gunned down in cold blood. Again, we see this after every single massive terror attack. No concern, no real concern, no genuine concern about little girls being blown to pieces by terrorists, no. It's, oh, how will the backlash affect the Muslim community? And that's where their loyalties lie every single time. Again, emphasizing how this hysteria over political correctness is placed above and beyond any sense of rationality, any sense of actually digging into how we solve, how we address the root causes of violence. That's not important. What's important is someone might say a mean thing on Twitter. Oh, my word, God forbid. That's the Washington Post today. Of course, there's no mass protest over the killing of this woman. Maybe if she'd have been black, then there would be, but she isn't, so nobody really cares. In fact, Black Lives Matter activists are all over Twitter celebrating her death. Yes, that's actually happening. Meanwhile, the Daily Caller reports Women's March praises cop killing terrorist as a sign of resistance. The Women's March praised the cop killing terrorist as a sign of resistance on Sunday. And this is a woman who I've talked about before. I've written about her, Asata Shakur. She is the ideological guru and inspiration for Black Lives Matter. This is the woman whose name they chant at every single Black Lives Matter protest. Oh, and by the way, she's also a cop-killing fugitive who's listed by the FBI as one of their top 10 terrorists. Most wanted terrorists. That's literally who the Women's March organization, from their official Twitter account, was glorifying, was celebrating on Sunday night. When they got called out on it, of course, they defaulted to the usual victimhood grievance status of, oh, these evil right-wingers are calling us out. They proceeded to engage in a 20-tweet diatribe about Asata Shakur, a cop-killing fugitive domestic terrorist. That's who these people are. That's who they venerate. She's literally the ideological guru, inspiration behind Black Lives Matter. That's the icon for these kind of people. That's going to wrap it up for the show. Alex will be back tomorrow. Nightly news coming up. Breaking news at InfoWars.com. Thanks for joining us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
MyCo ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next.